This episode is titled, What About Your Friends? Because the question is, what about your friends? How do they act or respond when you have found love or you're in a courtship or relationship? How do they act? Are they supportive? Are they standoffish? Or do they become extra, extra needy? In this episode, I will draw the line between jealous friends and friends who really want to see you succeed. So if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. When you are dating or in a relationship, it is natural for the free time that you would typically have for yourself and or spending time with friends, be it over the phone or in person, sometimes that time gets carved out to make room for the new person that you're dating or that you're with. And any and every friend that you have that's a true friend should appreciate that, respect it, and expect it. How else are you going to grow and develop in meeting your person, right? Or being present for your current relationships? Unfortunately, some people do not see it that way. Sometimes friends do feel like they were here first, right? And that your relationship is secondary or should be secondary. In this episode, I will be talking about the intricacies of friendships and relationships, right? But we're going to jump into signs that your friends may either be genuinely supportive or exhibiting signs of jealousy when you find love or a connection. First and foremost, let's celebrate those friends who genuinely support you. These are the ones who want to see you happy, whether you're single or in a relationship. They are the first to toast when you find happiness, love, or a person that you perceive to be a future partner. Here are some clear signs that your friends are genuinely supportive in your new relationship. Number one, they celebrate your happiness. Supportive friends are thrilled when you find love, and they don't care how they express it. They are happy for you. They may say things like, you guys look good together. I hope this is the one. They're encouraging you, even when you are a little bit discouraged. They are positive and overall supportive of you, your end goal to meet your person. The thing about these type of friends, they do not only celebrate you, but they make an effort to meet your partner. Another sign of that supportive friend is their willingness to get to know the person that you are seeing. Of course, when the time is right. They understand your new relationship is important to you and show interest in the person that makes you happy. They also provide advice when you ask for it. They respect your choices and don't push their opinions on you regarding your courtship or relationship. If you seek their support through advice, they'll offer it honesty, but truly and truly, like I stated before, respect your decision without judgment. Another sign of a supportive friend when you are in a relationship is that they don't disappear. They continue to maintain their friendship with you, even as you spend time with your partner. Now, they understand the importance of a balanced social life. So they're not like, oh, okay, I'm not going to contact this person. He's probably caked up. She's probably with old dude. They'll still reach out, communicate with you. They'll respond to your messages and may occasionally invite you to hang out as you may have before this person come along. And they are those who not only celebrate your love life, but also are there that champion your accomplishments outside of the relationship. They are genuinely happy for you when you succeed in other areas of your life. So they're there for you with the relationship or not. Now, unfortunately, there are some friends who really aren't true friends. There are some friends that exhibit signs of jealousy when you start a relationship, and it's essential that you recognize these red flags. So, number one, jealous friends may become distant or display passive-aggressive behavior. They might suddenly cancel plans or make snide remarks about your relationship. Now, I want to caveat this by saying that just because a friend may cancel plans does not mean that they're jealous, right? Just because a friend may make snide remarks does not necessarily mean that they're jealous. You have to go back to your think tank and say, are there things about my relationship that I shared with them that they had a strong negative reaction to? See, sometimes your friends want to be happy for you. They're happy for you until some BS rolls around when it comes to your partner or the person that you're dating. So it's typical and normal for a friend who may have some extra insight, negative information, to not be happy when you share some joyous occasion that involves your partner or potential partner. For example, if a good friend of mine is in a physically abusive relationship, quite naturally, I don't want her to be in that relationship for obvious reasons. So it may be hard for me to be excited about certain aspects that are going on in their relationship, such as an engagement or a baby on the way. Now, that does not excuse the fact that a person may make snide remarks, but it also does not mean that they are jealous. Understand those people who make snide remarks, who are flaky during your friendship, they were never really friends. If those snide remarks are coming from a place of anything but snide remarks are negative. But if it's coming from a place and it makes no sense, then there may be a sign that there is a hint of jealousy. Also, have you ever had a friend that every time you come to them with some advice, or sometimes you're not even asking advice, you're just venting, and they always have something negative to say? Jealous friends may offer unsolicited negative advice about your partner or your relationship. And sometimes it's solicited. You may ask, and it's all negative. They may try to undermine your confidence in your choices. Now understand, again, to my other point, if there are some things that your partner has done, regardless if you've forgiven them for it, your friends are human. And some of them can see past it and still give good advice, right? And not all negative advice is bad. Sometimes real friends are, let me tell you, 100% of the time, real friends are going to tell you how it is. But jealous friends, it does not matter what the history is. This person could have done nothing at all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They are giving negative feedback. You say something positive, they point out something negative. You're just talking in general about the relationship, they throw out something negative. And then again, sometimes they challenge your ability to discern and make decisions. Real friends, true friends that do this constantly, regardless of what type of relationship you're in, if it's good or bad, if it's courtship or relationship, those are the friends that are exhibiting signs of jealousy. So watch out for especially unsolicited negative advice or someone trying to undermine your ability to choose. Also, another sign of a jealous friend is they might disappear from your life, leaving you feeling isolated. They may resent the time and attention that you're giving to your partner. They completely vanish, poof. They are not trying to be a part. You can't find them. Now, to be very, very fair, because I have been in this situation in which a friend of mine found love, got into a relationship, and completely disappeared from my life. And then when the relationship was over, she was back. Sometimes friends completely disengage when they're in relationships. So make sure that you are not isolating yourself, because it makes it harder for your friends to want to get back because of how you dropped them because you were in love. So jealous friends, understand this, as long as you didn't drop them, jealous friends will disappear. You can't find them. You reach out to them, they don't have the time because they are resentful for the fact that you are spending time in a relationship. So those are some of the ways that you can tell that a person is jealous. I'll give you one more bonus. When they are comparing your situation, meaning your courtship or relationship, to their relationship, all while making the comparison as if their experience is superior to yours. For instance, you may say how on a trip you guys did X, Y, and Z. On the reverse, your fake friend may say, oh, is that all y'all did? Because when we went, we did this, we did that, we did this, and we did that. Or they may say, oh, my partner never does that. Again, as a way to minimize the efforts of your partner, minimize the significance of an incident that was important to you in order to bring themselves up. So understand this. Your true friends, they are always going to ride with you regardless of your relationship status. Two, they're always going to be real. Three, they will not disappear unless you did something to them. Four, they genuinely want to see you happy. Five, their advice, even if you're in a bad situation, is not going to always be negative. That advice from a good friend to another friend in a bad relationship may look like, hey, get maybe, you know, you might want to get help in this area. I don't like to see you going through this. However, X, Y, and Z. They always want to give you some type of solution. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. The thing that we have to understand is that friends are very, very valuable. We just have to be careful on who we choose. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.